News in brief. Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency have begun a new round of talks over Tehran's nuclear energy program. The meeting has opened in the Austrian capital, Vienna. This is the 11th round of talks between the two sides and the first under the government of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany have held talks over Tehran's nuclear energy program as well in New York. The two sides agreed to continue talks in Geneva next month. It marks the highest level talks between US and Iranian officials in decades. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has said on his Facebook page that after 8 years, Israel was left alone and isolated in the UN General Assembly once more. Zarif was referring to the vacant seats of the Israeli delegation when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani was delivering his speech. President Hassan Rouhani, meanwhile, says that Tehran is committed to negotiate on its nuclear energy program in good faith. Rouhani made the comments at the Council of Foreign Relations in New York. He also said Iran is ready to work with other countries to find solutions to regional problems. A new report by an international scientific panel blames human activity as the main cause of global warming. It adds that temperatures could rise by 4.8 degrees centigrade this century. The report was unveiled during an international conference on climate science in Stockholm, Sweden. Russia and the US have reached an agreement on a UN Security Council resolution on Syria's chemical weapons. The deal was reached after a meeting between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and his US counterpart John Kerry. Lavrov says the resolution does not include UN Chapter 7 measures. Over a dozen people have died, dozens more are injured in a bomb blast in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar. Reports say the blast took place on a bus carrying government employees. An estimated 60 to 70 people were on the bus. At least five people have died and up to 70 others are feared trapped in a building collapse in India's city of Mumbai. 8 disaster control teams and 10 fire engines were sent to the site. The cause of the incident is still unknown.